and welcome back to the show. We have had the chance in the last week or two to speak with two contenders for first selectman, Jen Tooker, who is running as a Republican, and Jonathan Steinberg as a Democrat. But there is a third person on the ballot. He joins us right now, TJ Elgin. He's running as an unaffiliated person, but he is on the ballot. He participated in the recent debate for the Chamber of Commerce, and I expect will be participating in upcoming debates, both at Earth Place and the League of Women Voters. He joins us now. Hi, TJ. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. How's everything going with you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, TJ, I want us to get to know you a little bit. You're 31 years old. How long have you lived in Westport?
I'm 32, and I am, I believe, about 25 years.
Oh, you grew up here.
Yeah. From Kings Highway through Staples. And also, I am currently on the Libertarian ticket with my running mate.
Oh, I didn't realize that you were affiliated with the party. I thought you were running as an unaffiliate, so that's good to know. Are you running with any other endorsed party?
Libertarian on the ballot and endorsed by the Independent.
Excellent. Okay. So Libertarian endorsed by Independent. So, TJ, tell us, why are you running as first selectman? What is it that you want to do if you get the leadership position in town?
I would like to see stores and businesses and establishments in town flourish. There's even the last few years, there's been a lot of initiatives, and given the pandemic, even before that, there was a lot of vacancies. So I truly believe that I can help build Westport in the direction that we don't have vacancies, and tenants and business owners and landlords can get along and build businesses together well. And I think I'm very capable of helping build that.
You know, there was an announcement that said recently in one of the Westport News organizations that we're not going to have any vacancies or very few as of December of this year, that most leases had been signed.
We're hoping, right? Right now, so the big issue we're seeing with the businesses, and I've been working with a lot of them in town, is the permitting, licensing. It's cluttered at town hall, and it's cluttered at the health district. There's just a lot of permitting that hasn't been going out. So a lot of leases have been getting signed, and people have been starting to pay. But you're going to see in the next 6 months that people haven't been able to operate, so their businesses are going to go right out. And some landlords are being very, very generous and trying to help a few months, and some want first, last, and security. And I understand on both sides, but this is where the issue is, where like there's a lot of unorganization, and I hope to see the town flourish with all these leases, but we have to be ready for the fact that there's a lot of mismanagement already.
We're chatting with TJ Elgin. What do you mean by mismanagement?
Well, it shouldn't take a business to go into town hall that say you want to set up a restaurant. It shouldn't take 2 to 6 months to get it on the docket to talk about it with the P&Z. It should be, you know, set it up and get it on agenda. And then the next thing is with the health department. It takes months and months. They're backlogged for now 3 towns they're working with. I think we should focus on bringing the health district back into the town just for the town, so we can focus on the businesses and the community a bit better. It's too much, and we've thrown a lot on our plate, and I just think we've thrown too much on the plate. The thing is kind of we should narrow things down a bit.
We're chatting with TJ Elgin, who's running for first selectman of Westport, 203-333-9422, if you'd like to ask a question. The Aspetuck Health District was recently renamed. It used to be called the Westport Weston Health District. It's been renamed because it now encompasses both Easton, Weston, and Westport. So are you suggesting that they hire more people? Is that what you're suggesting, TJ?
Well, I would suggest to hire more people to manage things a bit more. But the next thing is back that I'll get back is from the town is, well, where's the money going to come from? So then my next thing is, well, then why are we expanding into other towns if we can't already appropriate the budget to hire more people?
So we're chatting with TJ Elgin. TJ, what's your vision for what a first selectman should do with respect to policy setting in terms of affordable housing and the relationship with the 830G statute? That is a statewide statute. How do you view all of this?
Well, I believe that was another mismanagement of a project. I believe everybody should have the right to live wherever they'd like. I also believe that we shouldn't be pushing people out of places as well to make it more convenient. And then we're also inconveniencing everybody by the one specific project down in Saugatuck in Hiawatha. That's the big topic in the debates right now are traffic. That's going to crush traffic, and that's also going to be brutal on the infrastructure. So it's just, there's a lot of, just again, mismanagement of things that I would just do differently. There's other parts of town that you can easily put near faster transit areas. I don't know. Again, a project that was mismanaged because we just saw an opportunity and kind of fumbled it up.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you a little bit. We're chatting with TJ Elgin, 203-333-9422. I know that you ran against Jim Marpy earlier, and you lost, and now you're running again with an open seat to be first selectman. But when you say things like mismanaged, I would really like to know specifically what strategy or approach or decision that you criticize that you would have done differently.
Well, the fact that a decision was made after paperwork was lost, documentation for a project like that cannot get lost. And if it is, projects need to be held up until the documentation can be either surfaced or drafted in the same manner, which it wasn't. And yeah, I feel that the town attorney could have done a bit better on his job on this. And we do spend a good amount of money on it.
Yeah, I mean, the town lost a couple of lawsuits. And so the town, the people who headed up the policy, on their own words, they felt that they had little choice but to go ahead and negotiate this with the developer. Are you saying that if you had been in charge, you would have done it differently? Is that what you're saying?
Certainly. Certainly. Like, how can you give up your town? How can you give up things like that? You know, if somebody is, no matter how big of the corporation, doesn't matter. If somebody's coming to bark up the orders and tell you what to do, you have to step back and figure out what their end game is and what they're doing and why they're doing it. And this is only for future development of different projects of theirs. And I would have certainly handled this a lot differently, and I still will. Like, there's plenty of time to. November 2nd, and then I can kind of start redrafting things and rewriting things.
TJ Elgin, can you tell us a little bit about your work background and your educational background? I know that you've grown up in Westport. Did you graduate from Staples High School?
Yes. I graduated back in 2008. Go on.
No, I just want to hear what happened after that. Tell us about your life.
Oh, yeah. So I stayed around different local colleges. I was mainly taking care of a lot of family, so I had a lot of time to just educate and learn. I started learning from different businesses. I started in the brewing industry, and my wife and I decided to create our own brewing company. And then we started creating a ton of different things and started partnering up with different people. And we realized we wanted to create a nonprofit. I created something Wolfie, which is from agricultural to small business to just overall development of growth. We try to partner up with farms and see what we can maximize their waste and create products from things that would go bad instead of going bad, like things they have excess of, and then help them put to market. Anywhere we go, we do different businesses. Self-created Wolfie's Wonka, which is an infusion company. Anywhere we go, we've been creating business and helping people along the way with it. And throughout the pandemic, fortunately, with everybody we were working with, we were able to see no huge losses with around anybody we were working with. And all the farms we were working with, we never saw issues with food shortages or anything. The whole thing that I think Connecticut as a whole should be focusing on is reformatting the farming industry. So we'd never have to really focus and worry about any of those shortages. So that's been an initiative with that.
When you grew up in Westport, TJ, there were farms. There were a lot more farms than there are now. The last major piece of privately owned land in Westport is about to be subdivided. Open space is really at a premium. If you were first selectman of Westport, we're chatting with TJ Elgin. What kind of a commitment would you make to keeping open space?
I would try to develop open space everywhere.
Anywhere. What do you mean by develop it? What do you mean by develop?
No. I would create open space places as I can. I believe everybody should be cultivating any sort of growth. Learn how to farm, learn how to grow things. It's just good for overall learning what farmers do, and it's also a good kind of a therapeutic thing too for people who have never really done any green thumb. But I would put more. I would try to slow on some of the big scale developing, and I would put more initiatives on like community gardens and community like places where people can congregate and just have fun growth.
Let me ask you something, TJ, and then we're going to have to go because we've got two guests coming up that you might know because they're both from Westport. Valerie Seiling Jacobs is coming on and Kristen Schneeman, and they're talking about their proposal to curtail the use of gas-powered leaf blowers in town. Are you familiar with that proposed ordinance, and do you support it?
It just came across the table. I have not gone through the whole ordinance. But I do have a rough idea. I would be curious to see the initiatives for other energy alternatives. But I also want to be certain that we're not also going to be putting in large-scale people out of business. So it's kind of a fine line. I will look into it more. And now that you told me that, I will be staying tuned for the next meeting.
Okay. And if people want to know more about you or meet you or donate to your campaign, TJ, how can they find you?
So the website is votewestport.com. And every Monday at 6:30 p.m., we meet at 375 Post Road West, the plaza near Whole Foods on the Westport-Norwalk line.
And you're just out there talking to people and getting to know the voters?
Yeah. Every Monday we've been having a flood of people just coming in, talking to us, expressing their issues and seeing what we can do.
Do you like running? Are you having fun?
I'm enjoying talking to people and problem solving. I've actually been able to help a lot of people without needing to, like, without already being like there in town hall. So it's been nice. And the people who have real big initiatives, I really want to see some of them come to fruition. So I really am engaged, and I really do plan on winning.
Okay. TJ Elgin, running for first selectman with an energetic campaign running on the Libertarian line, endorsed by Independence, and available at, did you say Vote for Westport?
VoteWestport.com.
Vote Westport. VoteWestport.com. Thanks, TJ. I will see you around town. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Lisa, very much.